And good morning, back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Friday morning. Sam Speck alongside Deborah Woodall with you as we're joined by many of our great legislative leaders around the state today. It is Jim Kelly in with us here today, representative from District 11, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
That is correct.
All right, good deal. I was so close to not messing it up all, so I'm glad I did it there at the end. So yes, Jim, always happy to have you in here with us as hopefully... Oh, man, it's been what, a few weeks at least since we've seen you last?
About a month.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to be here, Sam, and see you and Deb and visit a little bit on a rainy day.
Yes.
Yeah.
A little chilly rain as well. So.
Yeah. Of course, we've got that big election coming up here, and I guess odds are pretty much in your favor, Mr. Kelly.
Well, I hope so. November 6th, so it's really ticking down. The month of October, it's just past the halfway mark now. So this year has just flown by and seems a short time since August 7th when you really look at it, that all of a sudden here we're just a couple weeks out from November 6th.
Yeah, and it was a crazy primary election cycle, and we wound up with, some very close races, and it looks like some of that is actually repeating as we head into the general election, as you look at some of the polling numbers we're seeing right now in the 2nd District Congressional race and also the governor's race. And it's going to be an interesting general election this year, I think, for some of the candidates.
Well, I think so. The closeness is something that I don't remember. And in quite a while, there's a number of races, from what I understand on some of the latest polls, the Secretary of State, the governor's race, some of the congressional races are all either, at a 10% separation, maybe at most, and down to a couple percentage points on some. So, and that gets inside the margin of error that you always read about. So it'll be an interesting election night.
Yeah, some of those are very much in a dead heat right now, unless something changes or there's a big surprise on the horizon none of us know about yet. But meanwhile, despite what happens in the general election, you still have some work that you're doing for the people of Kansas, and especially people here in your district. And you're a member of a joint committee on pensions, and I assume this, to some extent, deals primarily with CAPRs.
It does, yes.
And that is something that affects pretty much every public employee, school teacher, some hospital employees in the state of Kansas. So important work to do there.
Yeah, we've got on October the 29th, there is generally in between the session, before the new session starts, there's a meeting of House and Senate and other individuals involved with CAPRs. And a lot of it, you get a report. There's going to be a report on the 2017 valuation for the system, an update on the performance bonds of 2014 and 15 that were done to try to pump some money into the system. We'll get a review of the legislation that was enacted that impacts CAPRs in 2018. Some of the state general fund transfers to CAPRs, because this year for something of a rarity lately, there was actually money went in and payments made to CAPRs that had been delayed. So that that will be discussed, and we'll look at that. CAPRs always at this time gives you a review of their investment performance. They have a meeting in mid-October. In fact, it's It started, I think, yesterday, and it goes into today, where they will go over the investment performance, and that will come in from their money managers. And then we're going to talk about an issue that came up in the 18 session, and came up a little bit late, but it's an an issue that had interest for the Police and Firemen's Retirement Fund, some type of retirement system cap on death and disability benefits pertaining to cancer and hepatitis C. And some of that is trying to look at, you know, there's been some links now to the smoke and the what you have when firemen and other emergency responders go into a burning area, and how the chemicals and everything that are put off by that fire have been found as a link to cancer. So we're trying to look at a way to deal with an issue that has been, you know, been brought to the forefront. And so in the session, it was suggested that this be a topic for this interim meeting so that we could talk about it and get some testimony in from CAPERS, you know, how it would potentially impact the system, how it would work with the system, and also from the State Council of Firefighters to talk about that. So they're going to be there, and that will be a topic on the agenda. And the purpose of that would be to try to gather some initial information on what we could do in the 2019 session as far as having hearings and looking at legislation that might deal with that. And then we're also going to get an update on, it's a deferred retirement option. It's called a DROP, and that was put in as an kind of a test with the Kansas Highway Patrol, where someone could retire, take their benefits, put them off, delay them, and then still continue to work in order to try to retain, like on the Highway Patrol and some others where they have a real, they've had some challenges of trying to stay at full employment levels to keep enough officers and all out on the highways and around. So we'll get an update on that, on how that is working. So, and then the committee will make some recommendations for what might need to go to the legislature in 2019, to the committees.
Okay. We're talking this morning with District 11 Republican Representative Jim Kelly from Independence, and the retention of those highway patrol officers through that DROP program is going to be probably an interesting study to see about extending the workforce for some of those individuals who would be eligible to retire but would decide to continue to work another year or so.
Yeah, and so it will. And the idea of this basically test was to see how effective it was, and could it be rolled into some other, you know, areas where the same problems exist.
Okay, well, now, one thing that you have coming up in your hometown of Independence is Niwala. It's going to be kicking off. And everyone we've had in, we've talked about Niwala. So certainly if you don't know Niwala's coming, you must be under a rock. But you're involved with Niwala as well.
Well, I am in a slight method. The one committee that I've had for a number of years is the, I always figure it's the official kickoff of Niwala when the spotlight arrives in town. And it arrived yesterday, later afternoon, and is set up. So I arrange for the spotlight, get it set up, and then have the very big job of every night going down and turning it on and then turning it off after the play. So it will come to life tonight when on the first night of the Addams Family, and I'll be down there to turn it on and turn it off. So hope I can get through that part for all the times there are performances at Memorial Hall. And then the other thing that I like to do, and I mean is my favorite part, is the food stands when they arrive. And last 4 or 5 years, I work in the 100 block on North Penn, so I help bring the food stands in and get them set up for the so that they can open up next Wednesday, and so I can scope out in that block anyway what all the cuisine will be.
You know, I've always wondered how it is that all the best vendors wind up right there in front of your bank.
Oh, it's just luck.
Yep, yeah. I'm smelling something here. I'm figuring this out. So handling the spotlight, do you ever feel like you're a little bit like, you know, handling the bat light?
Yeah, I've always thought it would, you always wonder if you had a big cut out of a bat and put it over the top of the light, what it would look like going off on the clouds. But I've never tried that, never been that adventurous.
Now, you've also got a listening tour coming up. You'll be teaming up with Senator Dan Goddard out of Parsons to do some of that. Now, you guys have some overlap, but in the communities you share, which towns will you be visiting, and why are tours like that important?
Well, we will, the towns, the two early towns that I will be with Dan at will be here in Coffeyville and in Independence, and then I think a little later there will be one scheduled in Cherryville, and of course like to go out and it's a plus, I think, to go out with the senator that represents the area, because you get to hear what's on the mind of all of the my 11th district residents, and then his that spreads broader over the entire county, and you get a chance to maybe hear something from him on the Senate side that's happened or may happen that you don't hear otherwise. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun to be able to go out to the communities listen and take back, get down information of what someone has that might be a key issue to them coming up in the 19th session, and try to get yourself a little bit more in touch with it if it does come up, and what might need to be done. So that will be coming up, and that's always fun and educational.
Yeah, absolutely, and I guess good to be right there face to face with some of your constituents.
It is, and it's Dan is he gets out and about, so it's always nice to pair up with him.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Representative Jim Kelly of the 11th District. And, of course, you're a Republican from Independence, and Election Day is just weeks away now.
Yeah, it is. Well, I appreciate the chance to join you, Deb, and Sam this morning. And next time we'll be thinking about turkey.
All right, you got it. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.